What up,
What
dude?
up, guys?
What up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Great. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
You get a haircut, man?
Yes, I did. I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's looking not
Sweet,
bad.
Sweet, man.
A little Mohawk. Mohawk action.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
Well, got Ole Miss this weekend, dude.
Ole Miss. So excited. So excited, you know, moving on to from last weekend, a lot of learning experiences there, you know, first time throwing in a postseason game, you know, the nerves, the excitement, you know, things didn't quite go my way, but I'm looking to just go out with my, you know, Wolfpack mentality this next outing, you know, kind of just, it's one of those things where you kind of just get away from your preparation and, kind of just wishing things go your way, and you can't, you know, that's something we could talk about right here. You know, you can't, you know, when you're sitting there wishing for things to go your way instead of just doing you and competing, like your preparation has gotten you to, you know, things tend to, you know, you tend to be off your game a little bit because your mindset's not where it needs to be.
Yeah, dude.
You nailed it.
Yeah, just stuff that, like, I picked on, man, you know, watching you, and I hadn't seen you throw in, like, college and stuff. It just seemed like – and it's probably nerves, man. You just, like, seemed like you were trying to do too much out there, you know, just, like, not really – you could definitely tell there was a lot of nerves there, man, but you were just, like, forcing stuff, you know. I've definitely seen you pitch a little bit more confident. And obviously, like you said, man, you know, you're out there. It's your first – postseason game, you know, you know you've got people coming and you want to impress and stuff like that. So, like, what adjustments did you make, or did you make any adjustments going into, you know, practice this week and stuff?
So actually this week I kind of after Friday I kind of met with this mental training guy that is our head coach's good friends, and he came in to watch the regional. And you know, after the outing, you know, I was so glad we won. So glad we won. It's important to win that first game, even important to win the first two. But, you know, I went up to the guy and said, you know, hey, can we just sit down and talk, you know? And he said, for sure. So met with him, and we kind of talked. And when you just sit there and talk to somebody, you know, you kind of come to your senses and actually think of what's been happening deep down. You know, because when first thing as a baseball player, when we're out there and stuff goes wrong, we can immediately go do repetitions of, like, you know, mental reps on the mound, or like go work on like plyo balls, or like work on something mechanically, or change your grips. You know, we're constantly working on those things. But when you don't, you know, take the self like check, and if you're not right up here mentally, you know, when you're not, you know, screwed on tight up there, things, you know, can go wrong. So I just had a long conversation with that guy, and it went great. So the preparation coming to this week was just knowing your dog, not trying to do too much, overthrowing, and kind of preparing in the moment, staying in the present moment, not the future, what you're looking forward to in the future. You want to stay in the present moment. And one of the things I talked about was actually kind of cool. What he brought up was, you know, if I asked you, Adam, how your mental toughness is or something, you know, at a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say?
8.
8. And then, so then you go, you stretch that, and then you go say, okay, what if I compare your mental toughness to a Navy SEAL? How would you say?
I would say still the same, man.
Still the same. So yep. That's one of those things, like, on this thing, you kind of drew a picture. So, like, here, say our mental toughness is a 10 on here. And then you get this Navy SEAL, when you ask them, it's like crazy. So then it's like this big old thing. Like, and then their mental toughness is, if their mental toughness is at a 2, it's kind of like adding to someone, you know, if you really think about it, to your 7. If someone is self-doubting themselves, like when I say, you know, you know, if you asked me that question, if I was being honest with you, I'd say, oh, compared to a Navy SEAL, for me, it's probably a 3. And that
it's just all what you think What do you take as mental toughness? Like, it's all a different comparison, you know? Like, yeah. If you take Navy SEALs, is like, if you're going to become a Navy SEAL, they deal with mental toughness to become a SEAL. But you're dealing with mental toughness on a baseball field. Like, it's the same type of deal. It just depends what you think mental toughness truly is. Mm-hmm. Because it's never, ever about someone else. So as soon as you go, I'm a 3 compared to a Navy SEAL, you already think you're inferior. You get what I'm saying? Because you're comparing yourself to another man. You don't compare yourself to any man, dude. You have a game plan that you have to execute. There ain't no comparison going on in the outside world. And it's so funny you started this conversation off like this, and Bessie will back me up here.
Yeah.
Because we like talked about this in the car. Like, it's funny how God works. But I can take you last week, man. You've learned a valuable lesson here, is that when you play at a high level, everybody's good. You can't play on emotion. You know, you're not going to go out to the mound with your stuff at the D1 level at that level and just pitch off emotion and say, I'm going to blow everyone away. That's just not how it's going to happen, you know?
100%.
You know, and it's just not, because everyone's a good hitter. So you as a young kid, just look what happened, man. This is all that happened. Last week you run out there and you are fired up on all levels. And you're pitching with emotion, so you do overthrow. You miss your spot. Some of the highlights I've seen, man, it's like I could see your catcher set up on the outside corner and your fastball would run a little bit, you know? And I was like, that's straight emotion. That's not ability. That's someone out there trying to do too much. You got away from your game plan. The crowd, the situation, it got you out of your game. And that's all it was, man. Like, the outside affected your inside. And then look what happened. You're like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. It's like, no, man, you have to execute at that level. It is straight about execution, pinpoint sequences, you know, knowing what Ole Miss has done the whole year and saying, man, I'm going to hit this spot. I'm going to be good in these sequences. And like you said, visualizing that when you go to bed tonight, visualizing your attack, you know, getting back in the attack mode. I said this to Bessie in the car. I said, last week when we talked to you, it was so funny, man, because you pick up on stuff when you do this a lot of the times. But when I was talking to you, your body moved a little bit, you know, and you got a little edgy. And I'm like, he's doubting something a little bit. Like, you just could feel it. And the first thing you did when you got back on today, you were like, I was just wishing. I need to be a dog again. And I told Bessie, I said, dude, when he was running these hills in the winter, there was no doubt. There was no second place. It was like, I'm going to be this fucking dude. And that's it. And you went and executed it. But now you learn a valuable lesson as a young player, because everyone, you can handle stuff in this game when everything goes your way. But no one talks about the little valuable lessons and the little golden nuggets you get when you go through what you did last week. Listen, man, you're going into two biggest stages here, this week and next week. Last week's a perfect gift for you. You got the perfect gift to know what to do now. You know the plan of attack from failure. It's like, what happened when we just go back in your story, man. I'll go back to what you've told me before. You went to Tennessee. Things didn't go your way, but you went somewhere else. And then you got to your pitching coach in Vegas and you're like, man, I've got to get better. And even though it sucked at the moment, that turned you into where you're at today. So now take it on the short scale. It's like last week. Okay, I didn't have my best stuff, but we still won and I didn't have my best stuff. And now I know that I let that situation get a little bit bigger than it was. It got outside my game plan. I'm going to be friggin' pinpoint with my attack tomorrow. I am going to be so sharp and I'm going to have that execution in my mind, dude. And that is just straight, you shift your mind from like doubt and like stuff coming at you to like, I'm coming this way. I am coming to attack and to execute. You know, I'm not going out there to pitch off emotion and overthrow. I'm coming to attack. And you said it. The first thing I sat here and I was like, I was talking to Bessie today. And right here before we got on this podcast, I was like, I prayed to God and I just said, man, just give us some words to like talk to Chase and to do this, you know, and just talk to him. So you're at your best going into this weekend. And the first thing you said when you get on here is like, man, I was just wishing. I didn't have my mindset right. I need to get back to this mentality. I got it. And I'm like, it's amazing how it works, man. Like you 100%. I felt it when you started talking today again. I felt that like, nah, man, I was off last week. Like I let stuff get the better of me. And when you say that, you understand that that's not bad. It's a positive, man.
Yeah.
It's a huge positive. Like you just got so much knowledge in four innings, you know? And yeah. Now you can come back this week and be like, man, I know what I have to do. I know what spots I have to hit. Bam. And that, and visually all night, you're seeing it. You're like, bam, outside corner, bam, working ahead, bam, bam, bam. And it's all based off execution, you know? But that's just learning as a young kid, man. Like, that's the parts of the game that turn you into being great, you know? But no one teaches you that. Everyone teaches you when stuff's going good. But it's like those games, man, that's what makes you great, dude. Why'd you reach out to the mental guy?
It's one of those things when you just feel like you just need to talk, and that's just more thinking right there. Just like
see,
trying to pray for something to get you out of whatever you were thinking.
But, because, and that's the thing, you said you just
realized that. I realized that right when I got in there. I just like, you know, I'm just thinking way too much.
Yep. That's crazy, man. It's crazy how it just – but you know what? I got to give you credit, man. A lot of players don't make that reach out. They'll say, no, I'm good, or they'll try to make up for it. And not accepting and saying, it's not bad to say, you know what? I didn't have my best stuff last week. Like, I have to, like, make an adjustment. But people get so caught up on that's a negative thing to do when it's truly not. It's like, it's being a man. It's like being a man about the situation and saying, you know what? My head's all jacked up. I don't feel right. I'm going to reach out to this dude and I'm going to make it. Like, that's being a man, dude. That's what I take from this, man. Like, seeing you do that, I don't really even care what you do on the field. It shows me God's going to take care of that for you because of your mindset, man. Like, you don't have to reach out to that guy, but it shows that you want to be better. You know, it's a real positive thing that you just did, man. Like, as soon as I heard that you did that, I was blown away. I was like, he's going to be on fire.
Because it's just one of those things. Yeah, it's like, you know, because obviously my ability on the field is, you know, nothing. I can keep doing this, but it's just one of those things where you need a self-check sometimes. And just talking to one of those guys sometimes can, you know, even help you realize something that's just right in front of you. But, you know, you just always need some help sometimes, you know. You're not always going to have the answers yourself, and you just sometimes need to reach out to that someone. And, you know, God has that way of, you know, just taking you in the right path at that time when you need it, and then puts it right out in front of you to snatch. And now I'll tell you, the preparation has been, you know, already my attitude's been better. I can feel it, and I'm just ready to get after it whenever my name's called. And it's, you know, and it's two wins away from Omaha, but it's just one of those things. Just go out and be a dog and put my team in a situation to win.
That's it, man. And that's it, man. At that level, everyone can hit.
Yeah.
You know, that was the thing, man. I watch guys when they get up, you know, I face dudes that would throw 100 with 92 mile an hour sliders. And, you know, in the minor leagues, they'd do pretty well. But then you'd see them go up to the big leagues and they'd have like an 8 or 9 ERA. And yeah, you couldn't really make sense. It's like, man, these guys are like filthy. But they get up there and they miss spots. And every big league hitter hits stuff that's straight. Like, if you're straight and you miss your spot, big league hitters don't miss. No. Like, there's a reason those kids are playing at this level on this stage. They're good. But you have to be smarter. That's all it is. You have to be smarter. You have to know how to keep guys off balance. You have to keep them guessing up here. That makes your stuff nastier, you know? At that level, man, you're not going to go out and blow 95 smoke down the middle bye, guys, if that's what you're trying to do every pitch. That 95 gets nastier when you've set it up with different sequences, different looks, like just all that stuff, man. That's truly the art of pitching, you know, not chucking. They always used to say that to us. There's either chuckers or there's pitchers. And I've seen that through the minor leagues when you go through the whole levels. Lower in the levels, it's like everyone's a chucker at those lower levels. Like they've got great arms, big league arms, you know, but they're just up there heaving. And then you'd go to AAA and you'd face these guys that were like 14 or 15 year vets, and they would triple up inside on fastballs and, you know, start you off with breaking balls, and you'd be thinking so much. And then everything was nastier, you know, because you had three different pitches in your head. You didn't have one, you know, and that's what made everything so much nastier. When you go up, I remember one year, dude, in double A, no one doubled up inside. You know, every time they came inside off and they came in, they went away every pitch. So I would always lean out over the plate and just smash balls into right field and take my hits because I knew what was coming. Well, then I got moved back up to AAA and I started facing veterans, like older guys, not young kids. And triple, like I'm saying, triple up inside, you couldn't sit on as much, you know? And it was just so much more of a mental game. And that's where the good ones like are. It's up here between the ears, man. It's not ability. I've seen guys in double A and low A that had better arms than guys I've seen in the big leagues. So what was the difference? It was always what was between the ears, man. It was who played the game the smartest. It wasn't who played the game on emotion. It was the smartest players that won.
And it always comes down to the play. It doesn't – you're not playing the other team in front of you. You're playing to see who plays the game the best that day. And whoever plays the game the best that day and up here and thinks it about one pitch at a time, next pitch, and the play tends to play the game better.
That's it. And that's it, man. That's the fun in it. It's like, that's all it is. I remember just even thinking, I did a post this morning about that, man. And I remember when I grew up, I came from an outside town, man, and it was small. And they considered us outsiders pretty much. I remember that feeling. And I always grew up with a chip on my shoulder because I'm like, why do these people think they're better than me because they're from here or they play at this? Like they from, and I'm like, it doesn't make sense because on that day, he puts his shoes on just like I do. You know, he puts his uniform on just like I put my uniform on. So who's to say they're better than you? It is. It's straight about execution on that day, man. That's all the game is. So do you have a 3-game series? How's it working?
Super regionals. Super regionals, first of two wins. Whoever wins 2 games first, it could go Friday, Saturday. It could go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. First to win 2 games.
What do you guys know about Ole Miss, man? What's the scouting report? What have you guys been getting back, heading in? What's the plan, man?
Play our game. I mean, yeah. I wish I can go into more, you know, details, but.
Well, what were they like on the season? What was their, like?
Their record, I think, was 38-17 in there, that range.
Are they an offensive school? Were they better on the mound? Like, what type of game do they play? Like, what is Ole Miss? What's their style of play? You know,
I'd say more on the hitting side, because you watch their regionals, you watch their past regionals, you see their games, you see them all high scoring. You see 9-8, you see 12-9. So they're definitely going to want to try to put up runs. They're going to definitely hunt the fastball, I'd say. So it's just basically executing the fastball and making them get themselves out, or, you know, they're going to take it and then sets up other stuff. Our offense, they're just going to do them because they're one of the greatest offenses in the nation. And, you know, behind them is just crazy. It's like, oh my gosh, we have this juggernaut offense, and it feels awesome because, you know, every time you run out there, you know, you just have the confidence in them that they're going to put up runs, and it gives you more confidence to execute stuff as well. So,
right.
Yeah.
But, dude, I ain't going to lie, man. I'm so fired up to hear the way you go on here and talk tonight. It, like, made my day hearing you talk like that, man. Like, straight up, man. Like, I'm super pumped for you. Like, even just to reach out like that, it just shows the maturity that you've gained over the years, man. Like, it's a straight respect for the game. As me as an ex-player, like, I respect that stuff, man. And young kids need to hear that stuff, because a lot of people don't reach out, man. And it could just even be reaching out to a local coach, you know, wherever you're at. Like, if you're a young kid, just saying, hey, man, like, I don't feel right. You know what? I just feel off. Can I talk about it or something? And if you're doing it at that level, like, kids should be doing it at the youth level, you know? And just to know that you did that, like, it goes a long way for what I see every day now with young kids. Like, that's a powerful thing, man. It shows maturity, and it shows that you're willing to make yourself better, you know? And just sometimes that's what we have to do every day. We all fail. We all lack every day. And every day I try to just keep this mindset. It's always a student. You're always the student, man. You never make it. You never make it. Every day you get up, you can get better. And I've had a lot of lessons this week, man. That's been the goal with these kids, is understanding failure's okay, man. Like, that's the nugget. The gift is in failure. Like, that's where you get better. You don't get better when everyone's telling you how great you are and everything's flowing. That's easy. But when you have to grind through like an outing, or, you know, I said to a kid today, like, I've walked back in a season 120 times after I've struck out that many times in a season. And I said, you're punching out in front of tens of thousands of people with the bases loaded, games on the line. And it's like, do you know how humbling that walk back to the dugout is? Not many people ever in life get to feel that. And you just have to wear it. You're sitting there and 10,000 people are like, you suck. Like, and it's humbling. But in that, you discover yourself as a man. You're like, what are you going to do? Are you going to go cry in the dugout? Like, that's going to change it? No, it's like, okay, yeah, I failed. So what? But I'm going to get out there next time and I'm going to learn from it and I'm going to be a better player. And a lot of young kids fail at, like, they don't fail at it because they just don't know. They fail at it because they just don't know, man. And
I agree.
I had a young kid in here today, dude. It was just that. He goes, he hasn't hit a ball yet this season. He's a little freaking 10-year-old kid. He's only just started playing. And I was like, so how's the games going, man? Like, tell me how they're going. And he was super embarrassed. And he's like, and he went around it. And I'm like, what's up? And he goes, you're nervous about something. And he goes, yeah, I just haven't hit a ball this season. And I said, why are you nervous to tell me that? You know? And I'm like, you really think I care if you go and strike out four times in a game? Like, I'm going to think any different of you, whether you hit four home runs? I don't care. It's always based off how do you handle it when it doesn't go your way. That's the test of a man, dude. It is not when things are going your way, man. It's when you get tested and you get kicked in the nuts. How do you respond?
Yeah.
Do you fight or do you go pout in the corner like a little girl? That's two options we have. And what you did is saying, man, I'm getting back in the fight. I'm going to reach out to this guy. I'm going to make myself right. I'm going to jump right back in the fire. That's the test of a man, dude. Not running and saying and lying to yourself and going, no, I'm good. No, I've got to get right. That's it, man. Like, that's the test. That's what I take from talking to you today. And what I'm most proud of you, like, I really don't give a shit. How are you doing games, man? Like, I hope you do great every time. But if you showed up my house tomorrow, it's not going to change how I think about you, you know? But I hope is, like, as a young man, you're like, you know what? When Chase gets tested, he goes that way, dude. He's tough. He's always going to fight when life tests him as a man. And that's what you develop. The game's just teaching you how to be a man, dude. That's all it comes down to. It's not life. It's teaching you stuff that you're going to teach your family and your kids later. Like, yeah, you know what? I got kicked in the nuts, but I responded. Like, I come back and I fight. That's developing characteristics as a man, dude. And if you always have that, you'll always be okay. So, awesome job, man. Like, I'm super pumped for you for doing that. I'm proud of you for doing it. I know how hard that is of being a player to make that call and reach out, because the ego is very strong. The ego is very strong and it wants to go, no, you're good. you're good. Like, no, and I don't want to face that. I'm good. No. It's like you say, nope, I'm going through that, man. And that's just, it's awesome to hear, dude. You just learned a very valuable lesson, man. Like, powerful stuff, dude. Powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's just crazy on how much when reaching out for help can really accomplish in that, you know, even if it's one little session of just talking to somebody, just talking about life, talking about this, how much you can actually just be aware of what's going on around you and what you need to change. And, you know, you can't always do that alone.
And it's so funny, man, because I talked to Gav today about for an hour, actually, and I haven't talked to Gav in a long time. And we talked about exactly the same thing. Like, he's like, man, it just talking about it, like, it just helps. And he told me, you've helped me so much in my life. I said, but you got to understand from us as coaches' standpoints, when we're coaching you guys and you've had your high, like people that have coached you through the years, we're learning about ourselves just as much as you learning from, and it's the same situation, you know, like we're learning from different perspectives and it's like, we're helping each other just as much as one or the other, you know, like coaching kids has changed my life in ways that you can never give enough back because that's what's helped me learn stuff in life. Just like the same way on the other hand, but it's just your team, man. Like Gav's like, I wish I could call you more. And I'm like, but why can't you? You know, why can't you? Like, yeah. If you're feeling crappy, man, and like you're unclear about something, like pick up the phone and be like, dude, I'm just freaking struggling today. Like, what's going on? And then you get that out of the way. And that's like just keeping your team and the people that God has in your life sharp. It's like, that's the iron sharpens iron term, man. It's like, you want all your buddies and your family firing on all levels, you know, and being there. Like, that's your team, man. That's the people God set you up with. So,
yeah.
You got something, Bessie?
I think you guys all hit it well, you know. I mean, Adam, you, me and yours friendship, you know, every time I'm in the dumps, I always call you when we talk about it, and it's always relieving, you know. And Chase, dude, just super excited for you, man. It's super cool, you know. Like, it's just crazy. Adam and I literally talked about, you know, where we thought you might have gone a little bit wrong with your outing, and not even necessarily wrong, like just why it didn't turn out, you know, as you might have hoped, and you hitting it on the nail with just not being right in the head and stuff, man. And just getting back to it, man. You know, it's another opportunity, and potentially you've got two more starts, man, so of the season. So if you make them count, you know, it's all you can do. And just trust the work, man. You know the work you've put in, and we all know, you know, what work you put in and stuff, and just encouragement there, man. And just know that, you know, we're all here to support you, and we don't think of you. I've always told everybody that, man. I don't ever think anything different of you. Everyone asks me how Chase is. I'm like, dude, he's great. He's one of my best friends. I don't identify my friendship on how you perform on the baseball field. So, dude, just go out there and freaking have fun, bro. Soak it up.
So that is the plan. Two wins away.
Yeah.
1 weekend away from Omaha.
Yep.
I mean, just think about it, dude. Really take it in too, man. Like, I just thought about it then when Grant was talking. I'm like, you know, he nailed it on the head where he said, you put the work in. Like, I remember back in November, dude, this is what you dreamed of. This is what you talked about. This is what you had your focus on all year. Like, God has you right now in the right exactly where you're supposed to be, Chase. Like, you are supposed to be on that field. You are in that spot, and God has you there for a reason. And believe that, man. Believe it, dude, because that's it, man. And you're ready for the moment that he has you in, you know, like he has you there for a purpose, man. You've earned that right to be there. And that belief in yourself, you put the work in, man. So like you said, enjoy it, dude, take it in and go out and freaking dominate, man. Go out and dominate. Go out and hit your spots and shut down that offense, man. Shut down that offense and execute, dude. Just be, like you say, between the ears, be smart. Watch the hitters and how they warm up. Watch their tendencies, dude, and go out and freaking execute them, man. It's going to be fun, man. I'm pumped for you. So thanks for joining us, dude. I know we're going to be talking again here before you go out to Omaha. Yeah.
Yes. We'll hit it next week before we hit the travel. Maybe we can just get one. And, you know, if we win, maybe we'll get one in the hotel room at Omaha. But
yeah,
games away. Arizona Wildcats going to play their game. Offense is going to freaking hit some nukes, hit some lasers. Pitching's going to be phenomenal.
How's the team? I mean, how's that feeling going into Super Regionals now, dude? How's the team, man? Like the next level. How's the energy, man? Just off the charts.
I mean, I couldn't even explain it. You know, it's just so exciting, you know. But you know, it's just can't where we can't. Like this is where our mind is. We can't let the emotions, you know, hit us here.
Right.
Stay and just, you know, play the game. It doesn't matter who we're playing. You know, we could be playing, you know, whoever, say like Air Force if they were in this. You know, it doesn't matter. They're obviously there for a reason. And you know, it's just so exciting. Just you know. To be, you know, so close to the show on dirt, you know, it's just one of those things where you want to win so badly, but you can't let those emotions keep in. It's like, well, we can talk about it right now, you know, but then it's time to visualize success for the game tomorrow. And you know,
it's your approach, man, your approach.
Wow. I can ramble on and on, man. It's just nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah, dude.
It's an awesome feeling, and you know, I never will take it for granted. And you know, I hope you know whoever listens to this gets that opportunity by you know working hard. And you know, if they need help, always ask. You know, you're not going to get places alone. You know, and when you do things like that and you get help from other people, and you know, stay aware of what you need to do. You know, this is the gift that I've been blessed with on, you know, finding my way there. And I'm excited and, you know, excited for my teammates. It's awesome. I can go on and on, dude.
No, man, I'm fired up for you, dude. Playoff baseball, there's nothing like it.
Like preparing the whole week, you know, we're just preparing for another game. But when we talk on here, it's just awesome to talk to someone, you know, from – the outside and like talk to just, and it's just crazy because it's like you get in that moment of where you're, you know, wow.
Yeah.
Woo. That's cool, man. It's cool to see that look on your face because I love that. That's all I want for kids now is that they get to experience the best the game has to offer. I get to play all over the world and do all that stuff. And it's like, that's what I want you to experience. Like, pitching in those big games and dominating, like it's just there's nothing like it. Nothing. There is nothing like that feeling. It's like I wish everyone could experience that. It's the greatest feeling ever to go out and execute your craft.
And you don't even have to be a baseball player. You know, all these aspects that we've talked about today will help you in life and in anything that you're trying to. You'll get blessed with something that you're with in your life. You know, even though if you're aspiring being baseball, you work hard, maybe, you know, something's going to hit you in the mouth. That's not your road, but you use these aspects you talk about that we use in the game and they're all going to help you throughout life and everything. And it's just, you know, one of those things that, you know, we kind of want to get out there a little bit and, you know, it's awesome.
Well, I'm jealous, dude. I miss those games. I miss stepping on the field in those games, man. Gosh, there's nothing like it, man. That's the one thing as a player where I'm like, man, I miss that, man. I miss that. Even just being around your teammates and being in the playoffs, and it's like, you know, you got to go out and execute. Because once the game starts, it's like you said, it's 7-9 innings. Whoever executes wins. And it's just you play the game and you go out and do that. But like leading up to it and just how the energy is and just how you put on your uniform, I miss that stuff, dude. That was the best.
I mean, I'm probably at an all-time high right now.
Right. It's just, it's an awesome feeling, dude. And I'm super pumped that you get to feel it. And I know it's just going to get better. And I mean, I'm fired up for you, man. I'm very confident. Like, you're going to go out there and do big things, dude, because just of what you did, you know, it's a true test of an athlete, man. And I'm proud of you, man.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
But it takes some true man to stand up and do that. So I'm proud of you. I'm pumped to see what you do.
I'm ready. I'm ready for when my name's called. I'm ready, you know, and then being head cheerleader for my teammates, you know.
That's always fun too, though. And
then, oh my gosh, guys.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, man, thanks for joining us, dude. We'll let you get, man, and enjoy the night and then enjoy the weekend, brother.
Yeah, dude. Soak it up, man.
Will do.
All right, dude.
All right, brother. All the best, man. We'll be praying for you tomorrow, dude.
Yep. All right. Appreciate it, guys. We'll see you later.
All right. See ya. All right.